I want to welcome our listeners here that are joining us on GSWCanes.com. A little phone interview this afternoon with the latest GSW athlete to go student athlete to go professional, and that's Zach Stanton, third baseman, just graduated from Georgia Southwestern and completed a real successful season for the Hurricanes and a wonderful four-year career here at GSW. He's been gracious enough to give us a few moments of his time on the road with the Evansville Otters. First of all, Zach, on behalf of all your GSW family, wanted to say congratulations on your professional contract. We're all real proud of you. Can you tell us a little bit about just how it all came to be? How did you become an Otter? Just kind of walk us through what sounds like a couple of whirlwind days for you.
Yeah, I was down there and wrapped up the season. You know, we went out pretty tough with that at the conference tournament, championship game and all. And, you know, I'd always been telling myself, you know, I wasn't ready to quit playing. So, and, you know, being at a school like we are, unfortunately, we don't get as much exposure. So, you know, it pretty much eliminated the draft. You know, I'm not one of those guys that's going to put up, you know, top home run numbers for the country. So, you know, I had to go out there and work. Fortunately, I had Coach McClain and Coach Tracy and Coach Morgan to help me out and assist me with finding out about tryouts and stuff. So I come up here to Evansville and put together a pretty good tryout, and they told us they'd notify us within 24 hours if they were to, you know, offer us a contract. So I got about 2 hours out of town and got a phone call from a number I didn't know and answered it. And it was Coach Krinchiki of the Evansville Otters telling me he'd like to offer me a contract, and about ran the truck off the road. I was so excited, couldn't grip the steering wheel, but it was probably some of the best news I've ever heard in my life. It was kind of like, you know, although I hadn't really done anything, you know, I've only been here 4 games, just that call itself kind of gave me like a little bit of award for all the hard work I put in, you know, playing. 5 years old, you know, the end of my collegiate days. So it was a lot of fun going through the whole process, and now I'm, you know, just getting my feet wet, and I'm just trying to take it all in right now.
Great, and I know you've, and I can't, help me out, I can't remember, you played, was it last summer, did you have a stint in the, with the Great South League, was that a wood bat league?
Yeah, it was, I played 2 summers with the Norcross Astros and the Gwinnett Astros, and it was wood bat.
Okay, so it's not your first time swinging the lumber, but you know, now that you're facing professional pitching and whatnot, what are there any changes that you've had to make going from aluminum to wood then?
Well, yeah, you know, the big difference is, You gotta be barreling more stuff up than you do with aluminum. If you don't, you know, the good thing about aluminum is, you know, a handful of your hits throughout the season you wouldn't have had with a wooden bat. I mean, you get a little cap job over the second baseman or a little handle job up the middle with wood. You know, it's not going to go as far or harder as it would with aluminum, and you're going to break it. So. You definitely gotta learn to be more, I guess you'd say, smoother and handier with a wooden bat. Because when you cap one with wood, not only do you break it, but you get that little hand pain that's a little worse than aluminum.
All right. Well, you did have a little experience using it. Obviously, must not caught you completely by surprise because you turned in a pair of 2-hit performances the first 2 nights as a professional. So off to a great start for the Otters. Tell you what, Zach, we're going to stop this interview at the moment. We're going to hit stop on the old recorder, come back and do part 2 of our interview with Zach Stanton here on GSWCanes.com.